Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday to you wherever you are. We are so glad that you are spending your Saturday with us. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, and glad to be with you. I am the owner of the Jamison Real Estate Companies. We have realty for buyers and sellers. We have property management if you're an individual investor. We manage those properties, and we also have Jamison Property Investments. If you're interested in investing in real estate and getting tired of the volatility of the stock market, we're here. So I can't say that things haven't been very volatile lately. I'm here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage, and coming up today, yes, it's that time. Marty and Sam Ivy with Ivy Exterminating are going to be sharing. Marty is right now, and Sam, I just want to warn you, for those that are regular listeners, Marty is in rare form because it's his favorite time of year. And he is shaking his head right now on the screen. He's raising the roof. He's doing everything right now. He is actually on a mood suppressant right now just to be able to function. So it's that time of year for him, and we're going to hear more about that. So we're excited. But Sandy's not on a mood suppressant. She's just happy all the time, aren't you, Sandy?
Yep, that's right.
That's right. All the time that woman's happy. All right, so I'm going to tell you what I got going on this week, and hopefully some of it will make you happy because we're all about happy around here. I get asked all the time when somebody purchases a home or a piece of investment property, how much money should I put aside for maintenance? How much money should you have put aside for what would be considered a maintenance item? Now, somebody actually studied that. I think the weirdness of the study, though, is that it depends on the age of the house, right? But this is an aggregate average that you can kind of come up with. So save $1 per square foot per year. So if you have a $3,000 home, $3,000 square foot home. Hey, this is radio. 3,000 square foot home. You need to put away $3,000 a year in maintenance reserves. Now, I would like to triple asterisk that. And that is if your home was built before 1990, I would probably double that number and put away about $6,000 a year. If your home was built before 1950 and has not been fully redone, just put all the money away that you have into maintenance reserves. Just saying. I'm dealing with one right now that is kicking me. All right. But here's some happy news. January. Year over year, you'll like this, guys. Year over year, the housing market has gone up 19.1%. 19.1% from January to January. January 2021. I'm not with it. January 2021 to January 2022. 19.1%. That's tremendous. Talk about a good investment. Watch out there, New York Stock Exchange. All right. So what in the world, Sandy, and you'll probably talk about this, so I'll save you the trouble. What has this Ukraine war done to affect the real estate market? Well, here's from my side, and then we'll let Sandy talk about her side if she so chooses. The Ukraine war, as long as we stay out of it, from a soldier perspective, will have an effect on the housing market. Why, might you ask? Well, in the current conditions of our market, because we're not energy independent, like we were, oil prices and inflation are high. And the stock market is exceptionally volatile. So as prices get high, all those wage increases get offset. And as the stock market gets to be more volatile, those that are buying the more expensive homes start to go, So we're in the phase. But let's talk about the reality of the phase. I'm coining a term. Did you notice that? So I'll get several emails about the phase. And just in case you're referencing me when you call, it's H with four M's. Okay. Anyway, just want to be correct there. So in the phase, we also know there is an underlying problem to offset that phase, and that is demand. We still have, even with the increase in interest rates, we still have underlying economic conditions that push back against rises in interest rates and, of course, the phase. And that is, there's no stinking houses for sale. And demand is just crazy high because people are getting affected by the phase on the West Coast and areas where they're really getting hit, and that inflation impacts it even farther. I think I was quoted the other day, gas out in the West Coast is, you know, $5, $6 a gallon. What in the world? Run, people. Run. You know, they are. They're coming here, you know. And the schools, even though the mask mandate is school, there's some schools in the north that are still making their kids wear masks. Run, people. Them people are crazy. So we have continued demand, especially in our market, and I know that's what we're talking about today, that are still with us. So I think we're in really good shape there. So today in the show, Marty's going to talk about a lot of things, but I'm going to talk to you, too, about some things that will make you go, in a different way. And it's not about the phase anymore. I'm beyond that. I'm going to talk to you about fair housing. Fair housing right now has come up with a list of words that you cannot use in a real estate description. And I know that you all have listened to me for a long time. If you're like me, by the time I go through this, I want you to be happy. So I'll try to think of some words you can use, but you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you later on in the show. It's going to shock you. All right, Sandy, talk to me. What's going on in your world?
Okay, so like you said, we're not getting any relief on these oil prices, and we didn't hear anything from the State of the Union to indicate that there was going to be more oil production or more independence. So we have high inflation. However, the job market's pretty darn good. The ADP came out, and there were 475 jobs created, and they revised January's, which was down 301. They revised it to up 509. So that was
I assume you're talking in thousands.
Thousands, 509,000.
Yeah. Okay.
So small businesses, however, lost 96,000 jobs, while big businesses increased over 500, which means the small businesses are really suffering with all this inflation. The inflation is causing rates to go up. We're over a point more than we were last year, but our market's still, you know, housing's still strong, so we are still doing a lot of loans. We're even doing some refinances, so it's not crazy. Rates are still good. They're in the low to mid fours now, depending on the day. They do fluctuate that much recently because of all the uncertainty in the market. But make sure you're with a, if you're getting a loan, make sure you're with a very stable company, because there are a lot of layoffs right now with the refis down. And Cross Country is a very stable company. And we do have long-term locks for those people that are building houses. And we're going to be here, and we're going to take great care of people.
Yeah, how long you been in the industry, Sandy?
37 years.
I don't know if you get much more stable than that. She's been in the business since she was one. Pretty impressive.
That's right.
Started loaning money, yeah. I guess, from her her baby shower. So that's pretty good.
Yep.
So Sandy, if people want to talk to you and, of course, feel more comfortable, I know, working with you as a result of you've been with me as well a long time, how do they get in touch with you?
They call my mobile, 704-577-0144.
704-577-0144, Sandy Dickinson, Cross Country Mortgage. We'll be right back. I'm Paul Jamison, your host. Thus show your real estate today here on News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Happy Saturday. So glad you're with us. Paul Jamison here, the show, Your Real Estate Today. Welcome, welcome. We're here to talk about real estate. And we, as you all know, I'm Paul Jamison. Been with you many, many years and excited to continue to spend the afternoon with you. Hope wherever you are safe and enjoying the day. And just happy to talk about what I love, and that's real estate. Here with my good friend Marty Ivey and also Sam Ivey. We're here just talking about what's going on in your home. Marty, before we launch into your happy time, want to make sure that you and I make a note of a couple things. Number one, kind of interested from your perspective, Sandy and I were talking about in the last segment, you know, there's a lot going on in our environment right now. Cost of us doing business as small businessmen has gone up considerably, has it not?
Very much.
Yeah. Looking for people, staffing, employees. I've got positions open. I'm pretty sure you do too. Just trying to find, you know, good people to come join our families.
We are always hiring throughout the year. We have been blessed with great people that come, and they typically stay for life. I would say, 90% of our staff has been here probably 10 plus years.
Yeah.
And they typically come and stay forever. But it is a challenge right now if you're in a service industry to find rock star people.
Yeah. Well, you know, we both talk to a lot of people, well, all three of us do, all day long. And what are you finding the sentiment of people out there? What are you seeing people remaining optimistic and positive and excited? And, you know, most of the buyers I know you deal with, if they get a home under contract, I know they're ecstatic. Most of the agents that get a listing, I know they're ecstatic, you know.
Right. Well, you know, I'm no Dr. Phil by no means, but this is a safe place to talk about difficult things, but the issue that we're in right now is this: there is a lot of frustration out there, which creates mental health issues because people have trouble, you know, once they acquire a house, that they're trying to order furniture or trying to acquire appliances or things of that nature. It's a problem sourcing those things now.
Yes.
And it used to be we go pick it out and they deliver it the next day. And now you go pick it out, you order it, and they deliver it 9 months from now.
Yeah.
So I hear a lot of frustration for that. But, you know, the good thing that we're in is once you get a house under contract, the buyer's typically ecstatic. The realtor's happy. I'm happy because the phone's ringing. So that process is a great process.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, one-on-one with people are good. We hear so many people talk about they can't get people to come out and do service for them, whether it's the heat and air or their pest control. We lose customers from time to time, And in most cases, they always come back because of our serviceability. I mean, we give great service, and we show up, we do what we're supposed to. We call, we communicate, and that's something that you're going to see is that it's going to diminish, and you're going to have to get with a good service provider and stick with them.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm a
loyal type person. I'm with you through thick and thin.
Right.
And but.
You know, it's interesting. The other day, I met with a group. They asked me to come speak on a panel, and they said, "What is the number one thing that you think brings success in your real estate business?" You know, and they went across the panel and. You know, they, you know, it was, you know, I have, you know, I'm, you know, great at this, I'm great at that, I'm, you know, the different people had different answers, you know. When they got to me, I said, well, I said, all the things that you've heard are important. I said, but they mean nothing. And I hesitated. And they said, what do you mean, you mean nothing? And I said, the number one thing is you have to answer the phone. And they're like, huh? I go, exactly. You have to answer the phone. You have to actually hit it and talk on it and use words, not texts, not emails, not autobots, not anything but a human voice.
Right.
And we still, and unless the all the lines are busy or at one slot of time when we have a meeting, you know, you'll get a voicemails from us. But the majority of the time, 99% of the time, a human being is answering the phone. And you're the same way.
I totally agree, Paul. I mean, you know, we've lived in a world the new generations are wanting to communicate with nothing but a text or, I mean, it used to be an email. Now it's just a text. They don't even want to. And it's very frustrating on our part that there's more than to be said than what you can say in a text.
Right.
And well, it takes exactly a communication right. process. And,
that's right.
You know, that's the biggest challenge we see going forward. What I see going forward is there's going to be, you know, this COVID has sheltered people and put people in a shell, what I call a shell, locking them up, tighter quarters, no socialization. It just causes them to withdraw more, and that's a sad process of what we're going through right now.
They think we're easier to control when you do that. But I'm going to tell you right now, it took me the opposite way. So,
But, you know. I mean, we go out. I'm fascinated. We go out on inspections and for homeowners, and they won't show up, and you know, reach out to them. They won't reach back to you until the problem occurs. To some type of problem occurs, and it's a changing world on that aspect of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to give up. I
love
what I do too much,
keep
and I'm going to keep on
there,
doing it every morning. My feet hit the floor, and it's a new day. So I like that.
And me too.
Yeah.
Love that part of it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I decided to invest in the things that I do the most, which is go to Costco and go to Costco, you know, and if I could buy stock in the ABC store right now, I'd probably do pretty good.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah, I really like what I do, and I'm going to keep on doing it.
Yep.
I'll be dragging the oxygen tank around.
I told somebody the other day, I couldn't imagine not doing anything other than what I'm doing. It's amazing.
Man.
I love it.
Me either.
Yep.
Me either.
I'm on vacation. I'm pacing to get back. 3 days. 3 days all I can take. I'm about to lose my mind.
I bet Jan loves that. Oh, boy.
Oh, they don't make my bride happy, but boy, I'm just telling you, 3 days, I'm ready to get back.
Sam, how do you work with that man?
Well, I mean, I'm right there with them.
Yeah. Is this was this another form of your ministry, Sam?
It's genetic. It's a genetic problem.
It runs in the blood.
Yeah. Well, we're just about at the break for this segment. What's our timing, TJ? It's at 8:52. We got another minute, or we need to, okay, we got 1 minute. So, Marty, set the stage in the next minute for what's coming up in the next segment, because it's going to be like, I won't get to say a word, because once he starts with his happy time, it doesn't stop. So what's going to happen in the next segment, Marty and Sam?
Well, Paul, as you know, love is in the air. Year.
Here he goes.
It's termite mating season, and there is no season like termite mating season.
How many years have I had to deal with year after year of this time of year? I knew that he was.
Bonbon. It's a French word that means refined taste for food and drink. That's no better word to describe the termite.
Okay.
Woo, I'm going to get me some bread. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So get ready, folks, for the next segment, because it's coming. Marty and Sam Ivey with Ivey Exterminating. Myself, Paul Jamison. The show, Your Real Estate Today, News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll be right back.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Paul Jamison, your host, owner of the Jamison Real Estate Companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. Here with Marty and Sam. Ivy with Ivy Exterminating, been in our market and been longtime friends, but he has been around as not himself, his business, since 1954. So, Marty, we set the stage. Love is in the air. Bon Vivant has broken ground.
It has. It's great.
You are a new man. It's like your New Year's.
Oh, new man. The cycle has completed.
What do people need to start looking for? What do they need to start doing? What is going to happen? And
Paul,
what do we do about it?
Paul, if you would do a little less talking and a little more listening, I can get started.
Whose name is on this show? I'm just checking to see. Whose name is on this? I just wanted to check.
Sorry there, Mr. Paul. I got a little above myself because I'm so excited.
All right, I'll shut up for
a time of year.
You got a minute.
This is the time of year that termites do their mating flight. And it's the only chance that most homeowners get to ever know that they've got termites. And in a lot of cases, the homeowners disregard it. They come home, they see a lot of these dark, dead insects in a sunny side of their home, and they think it's just a one-time issue, the insects have died, blah, 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 and they turn a blind eye to it. What people don't realize that this swarming or this mating flight, which typically are referred to as alates, is this swarming flight is a flight that one part of the colony does to spin off for new colonies. And what happens is the workers that are in the house actually causing the damage are still working 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Eastern subterranean termite, which is typically the only type of termite that we have in this area, in the North Carolina area, that termite can live up to 30 years. In most cases.
Whoa. What? Live up to how long? What?
Believe it or not, it can live up to 30 years. In most cases, it only makes a 15 to 17 year span, but the queens can live up to 30 years, and she can produce a massive amount of termites in that time frame. Fortunately, the products that our company's using now, it helps eliminate termites and eliminate termite colonies, so the colonies don't get as big today as they used to. because of so much work that we do here in the Charlotte area. But a lot of people come in and they see these cast wings after the termites do a mating flight. And the flight, the purpose of the flight is for the female to fan her pheromones in flight so the male can find her. Once they land, they try to pair off male and female. If they make it back to the ground, they'll start a new colony. They have to make it back to the soil to survive. So most of the time when they're doing a mating flight inside the home, they don't get back to the soil because there's too many obstructions or too much just in the way for them to get back to the soil. And they dehydrate before they get back and they die. In a lot of cases, they'll go back and just cast their wings. We have a lot of homeowners that they'll swarm and never see any termite bodies. They just see cast wings everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's a huge problem. We have customers that had termite swarmers in their house that will call us out and let us look that we may have. It may be a one-time customer or maybe something that we look at on a periodic basis for numerous reasons, but don't have it under termite warranty. They'll call us out. And they'll have termite swarmers, and we'll tell them, hey, the colony's still in the house, and they still don't want to do anything about it because they're just seeing those swarmers once a year. Fascinating.
So where are they? Behind the walls somewhere?
They're behind the walls. What happens, the termites go through incomplete metamorphosis, which is, you know, basically egg, nymph, adult. And what happens is that nymph will go through a molting process, usually two or three molting processes before it reaches the adult stage. The nymphs really can't forage for food, so the workers have to take care of them. Well, what really goes on in the termite cycle is this time of year, the soldiers are gearing up to guard the colony. They're part of the colony that are just soldiers that guard the colony, protects the colony against the invaders. Ants are one of the number one enemy of termite colonies. They go to the queen.
What kind of ants?
The queen. Huh?
What kind of ants?
All ants are predators of termites.
Okay.
All ants. All ants lead them if they can get to them.
Okay.
And some the carpenter ant is famous for coexisting with the termite and just feed what they need to survive and not go in and completely destroy the colony. The interesting thing about the termite cycle is the queen, when she takes food from the workers, she redistributes it to these nymphs and the workers and the soldiers, and she implements a juvenile hormone, which is a sterile additive, which causes the whole colony to be slave to her. It keeps the whole colony from reproducing and cycle back to her. The soldiers will deprive these nymphs of this food. And what happens is these nymphs become fertile, change color, grow wings, and they'll push them off because they don't look like the rest of the colony. They'll push them off and make them swarm out. The workers will go up and build a swarming cast, which is typically a little mud tunnel exposed on sheetrock or around a door casing, and they'll just kick them out. They'll herd them out and kick them out by the hundreds, sometimes by the thousands. I've seen them swarm, and they'll look like there's 4,000 or 5,000 in the air. I've been in buildings, and they're swarming so hard, you can't even see the other side of the building. It looks like the locusts are coming through.
That's crazy.
The fascinating thing, they have four wings, two wings each side, all the same length. It's for the female to fan her pheromones in flight so the male can find her.
Shit.
It's a process that happens this time of year. It'll happen up until sometimes we get them as late as June. Sometimes we'll get them as late as June. It's typically in peak right around Easter. Typically will be in peak right around Easter. But we've already had termite swarming. Termite swarming started 2 weeks ago.
Did you see any?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Now, these warm days, is there more warm, sunny days, is there more swarming?
Yes. And they swarm, even though the termite does not like light, the swarmers will go through to the light. They'll be attracted to the light. So if you go in a home, they'll always go to the sunniest area of the home when they're swarming. So when we're doing inspections, we look around window frames that are real sunny because they're going to go to these real sunny window frames. But it is a fascinating thing, and it's such a great process. it just reassures me, because I was born and raised in this industry. I've been crawling houses since I was 5 years old. It's just, it's a reassurance to me of the affirmation that the life has cycled and it's time for a new year. I love it. It's the best part of my life. It's the best part of the year. It energizes me. I'm so excited about it. I can hardly talk because it's the best time of year.
So what you're saying is the evidence will be, if you don't see the swarm, will be these wings all over the place.
Correct. Wings, and sometimes, a lot of times you'll see dead bodies. I've been out on them, and there's been so many wings around a window that if you sneezed, it created a cloud, and there's not a body to be found. I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting little process that goes on. But it's just, you know, the sad part of it is we're doing, our company is doing such an excellent job of controlling termites now that we're eliminating colonies where we used to just repel them. So we're taking great numbers out of the population. So we're not getting huge swarm seasons like we used to. We still get a lot of calls, phone rings a lot, but it's not like it was 25, 30 years ago.
And if they see those wings, what number do they call?
They give us a call at 704-334-1616. That's 704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
I'm telling you. I remember when I did see, I actually saw one of those swarms on my exterior garage. I'll never forget it.
Right.
I mean, they are there in like a grouping, like a swarm of minnows that you see on
it's
the...
It's amazing.
It's just
and
like...
And, you know, the fascinating part is how quick they can come out and how quick it occurs. And you can blink and it's over.
Man. All right. We'll be right back. More with Marty Sam Ivy, myself, Paul Jamison. The show, Your Real Estate Today, here on News Talk 1110-99.3 WBT. Happy Saturday. Paul Jamison here. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us. This is the show, Your Real Estate Today. I like this music. I always have. Wonder what the full track sounds like. Sometime I don't want to waste a whole show on it, but I bet it's pretty good. I don't know. Play it for me sometime, TJ.
It's kind of the same.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
much.
All right. Well, it might get boring after a while, so this is enough. The show, Your Real Estate Today, Paul Jamison here with Marty Ivy with Ivy Exterminating. All right, so I want to talk to you, and Marty, you're gonna flip out when you see some of this too. They published an article that there's now Fair Housing is monitoring real estate descriptions, and so is the local board. And there's certain words that you can't use in a real estate description anymore. And it just blows my mind, some of these. And I tell you, it just makes you shake your head and go, what in the world is going on? All right. First of all, you can't say great schools. Why? Because quality is subjective in education. So you're not allowed to say it. You can't say safe neighborhood or quiet neighborhood. Because safety and the definition of quiet has become a matter of subjection. Safe and quiet. Jeez. Next, you can't say nice neighbors. Because who says they're nice? You know, Marty's only a nice neighbor when it's termite season. You know? So you'll like him right now. So right now we could say, Marty is a nice neighbor. Can you believe
that? I'll come cut your grass.
You can't say nice neighbor? Dang.
Paul, is that verbal? Is that a verbal communication you can't say or you can't put in?
Written description about a listing.
Gotcha.
I mean, they don't want you to say it either. Here's another one. You can't say walking distance. Why? because for those that have limited mobility and can't walk, they feel that it's offensive. You can't say near churches, or I'll add to this, the YMCA. Because they think it implies you're expected to go there, to that church. Doesn't that blow your mind? Oh, there's more.
Blows mine.
There's more. Master Suite. Originally, their objection to the word Master Suite was racial. Which is absolute baloney. But now they say the word master implies that it's a man. And so they don't want to say that only a man can sleep in that room. So you have to use primary bedroom or owner's suite. Blows my mind. Here's another one. You can't say great family room. Because the nuclear family, according to the Fair Housing Police, does not exist anymore. And what defines a family has changed in their mind. And they find it offensive. If you could see Rena right now, I'm shaking my head. I shook my head when I made this list. TJ's shaking his head. Okay, here's another one. Great family room / playroom for kids. You can't say that because not everybody has kids. You can't say private backyard for playtime with kids. What's your definition of private or playtime with children if you don't have any? Here was a new one on the list I never saw before until a couple of days ago when I prepared the outline. You cannot say she shed or man cave because it's too gender specific. Because a man might like a she shed and a woman might like a man cave.
Wow.
You know, I feel like the Saturday Night Live episode, this is aging me a little bit. Do you remember Pat that was on Saturday Night Live? That's what it feels like to me.
Could you say high fencing for future nudist camp?
I'll defer that to the real estate commission. So what they've basically said is, where did that come from? People-related phrases that use gender at all. No he, no she, no her, no him. No his, no her. All right. Marty, this one will make you go snap. Are you ready? You can't say handyman anymore.
Wow.
You can't say fisherman or hunter's retreat because not all, only men fish. You can't say grandma's house because it could be either a security concern or cause an influence in the negotiation. You cannot say the words perfect for ... anything.
Suitable for nudist camp.
Perfect for nudist camp. Can't say that. Suitable for nudist camp, you could probably say. How about suitable for termite colony?
Suitable for handyman.
Suitable for handy person. You cannot say phrases related to race, gender, identity, sexuality, nationality, or cultural identity. So you cannot say anything related to much of anything. So the next time you wonder why your real estate agent is not writing a description that seems normal and it's gotten shorter because there's not a whole lot more they can say other than house for sale. So, I mean, it just gets harder and harder, you know? Well, we got about a minute and a half, Marty. Can you tell people about insulation real quick, and then we'll wrap it up?
Yes, this foam insulation, Paul, is going to become more and more of a concern. I love foam insulation. I'm a foam advocate. I love foam. But when it's associated with insect issues, especially termites and carpenter ants, it is going to be a problem. They're harder to detect in these foam insulation homes. We're at the point where we're using, trying to now identify them with infrared cameras. The other issue is if you get a bizarre type of insect, let's say that you had dry wood termite, which is not really a problem in this area. Occasionally we'll have a dry wood show up that's been shipped in and building materials from outside the country or something of that nature. But if they get in foam insulation, especially closed foam insulation, control is going to be a very difficult issue because there are some subject to how well some fumigants work with closed cell foam insulation. Yeah. It won't penetrate through the closed cell foam. So that's something that we need to start to pay an eye on. Better have somebody qualified if you're looking at a foam insulation house.
For inspections, they should call
704-334-1616 or bugivy.com.
Thank you, guys. Sam, don't be so talkative next time. All right, so...
All right, so
if you want to talk to us, 704-846-DONE, 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. And Sam, I look forward to seeing you at the office because we're going to need something in the next couple of days, my man. Thanks for being there for me. All right, the show, Your Real Estate Today. Take care. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.